The Utah legislature opens its general session this morning with a lot of new faces. 21 out of 75 members of the Utah House of Representatives are serving their first terms, along with 4 out of the 29 members of the state Senate. Republicans still far outnumber Democrats. In fact, there are only 14 Democrats left in the House. But among the new Republican members, there could be a few more moderate voices. Lee Davidson is part of the Salt Lake Tribune's team covering the legislative session. He says some of the legislators who won't be there this time were among the most conservative voices at the Capitol.
Bill Wright, Merlin Newbold. Four of the 5 founders of the Patrick Henry Caucus ran for higher office. They all lost. Wimmer and Sandstrom ran for Congress and lost. Chris Herod ran for the Senate, lost. Ken Sumption ran for governor, lost. Craig Frank ran for the state Senate out of the House and lost. A lot of them attribute that to something they call the Hatch Effect. A couple of years ago when Senator Bob Bennett was ousted in the convention, it was mainly from very conservative folks who had run to be state delegates. Orrin Hatch didn't want to suffer the same fate, so he spent millions of dollars to recruit people who were less conservative as state delegates. And the LDS Church, among others, encouraged more people to come out to mass meetings or caucuses, become state delegates, and the attendance went way up. And they elected a lot of new delegates, and they tended to be much more moderate.
Dana Layton is an event producer, a business owner, and Republican from the south end of Orem who won a primary contest in District 60 against an incumbent legislator, Brad Daw. She says Utah County is still a pretty conservative place, but the big turnout early in the political process made a difference.
I remember going to my first caucus meeting, and there might have been literally 20 people in someone's living room. And at our caucus, we had over 200 people in attendance. And so I think that what you're going to see is that the people who were elected are more representative of the people who elected them.
Kevin Stratton is another new member of the legislature. He's from the north end of Orem. He's a Republican businessman and attorney who was appointed to fill the vacancy left when Stephen Sandstrom resigned from the House. Stratton believes the state of Utah is right to stand up to the federal government in claiming sovereignty over federal public land.
What you're seeking is a declaratory judgment from the courts. And the declaratory judgment is you're asking the courts to require that the parties to a contract fulfill their responsibilities to that contract. And really, it's a breach of contract by the federal, by our federal government not to allow that process to take place as they contracted to do when the state was formed.
Both Layton and Stratton see public education as the most difficult funding challenge the state is facing. Here again, Layton sees federal government intrusion as a threat.
Honestly, unless we get more access to our public lands and more revenue like some other states have, it's always going to be a challenge because we have basically a consumption-based budget. I mean, the state's budget is volatile, so every year, they're depending on how the economy's going and how big the pie is, people are going to be fighting over those different portions. And I think the real threat to education that I don't hear a lot of people talking about is the Affordable Care Act. With the direction healthcare is going, we're going to see state healthcare costs go up significantly over time, to the point where we will not be able to fund both.
Stratton also believes state and local governments go beyond their constitutional responsibilities and need to be reined in once in a while. The example he cites is the high-speed internet infrastructure that has cost its member cities millions to support.
A specific example would be Utopia right now. That's a significant challenge and drain on our public finances. There's an opportunity to have that need met by the private sector. Sometimes it's helpful to have partnerships with the private sector and the public sector, but that's an area that I think we're dealing with.
Both new legislators say they're excited to get to work in the session that opens today.
I'm looking forward to picking up stones that I haven't picked up before and looking underneath and finding out what's there in looking at issues. We all come into politics with different opinions, different inclinations, but I'm really looking forward to understanding the budget thoroughly, understanding the taxation and revenue sources, understanding why it gets spent where it does, and just I'm looking forward to the intellectual debate, to the interactions, and what I hope I can add to it is just perhaps a different way of looking at things.
Dana Layton is a new Republican legislator from District 60 in Orem. Kevin Stratton represents District 48, also in Orem. They are among 21 members of the Utah House of Representatives beginning their first session today. Dan Bomas, KUER News.